This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
All right, welcome back. Another episode, Degenerate Derek Podcast. I forget what season I'm on. I really should look that up. But whatever. Week 3 recap show. I suck. I don't know what else to say. Another 2-3 weekend. Raiders failed me. I'll get into the Cowboys game, motherfuckers. Who else failed me? I know the Colts was a winner. I know Detroit. Those are my two winners. Packers failed me. Raiders failed me. And Washington. God, what a terrible pick. Again, I just said week one, I'll never pick Washington again. Week three, they're fucking... I'm awful. I'm fucking awful. They kind of shocked me. The reason I went to Washington is because they shocked me with that Broncos win. But God, the Broncos are so bad. Broncos let the Dolphins hang 70 on them? Oh, my God. Sean Payton should just fucking quit. Couldn't happen to a better guy either. Fucking loser. Fuck you, Sean Payton. Just look at the Dolphins. Dolphins score 14 in the first, 21 in the second, 14 in the third, 21 in the fourth. Holy shit. 70 points they put up on them. 70. That's what you get, Sean Payton. I'm telling you, the reason the Dolphins put it on him like that is because of that all that shit he was talking about the previous coaching staff, which did suck. I mean, nobody's saying Sean Payton's wrong on that one. The Sean Payton hate comes from him, like, bad-mouthing, like, Nathaniel Hackett and just throwing, like, when after Nathaniel Hackett already lost his job. But in Sean Payton's defense a little bit, I mean, Nathaniel Hackett is garbage. I mean, I know he has Zach Wilson, but that Jets offense is just, they're garbage. And yes, it's Zach Wilson, but it's also Nathaniel Hackett. I mean, they're just garbage. The offensive coordinator and the quarterback was supposed to be Aaron Rodgers. That's who was going to – he was going to be both. But obviously that blew up, and now the Jets are – but anyways, I do believe that's why the Dolphins put it on Sean Payton. I think any team that could put it on Sean Payton and the Broncos are going to. Russell Wilson's not a likable guy, and Sean Payton broke coaching code, if you will. God, I still can't believe the Dolphins hung up 70. That is embarrassing. Almost as embarrassing as going into the 0-2 Cardinals and losing. But whatever. That's just where the Cowboys are. Cowboys are bad. I know I said last week they were the best team in football. Obviously, they're not. They're not even good. That offense is terrible. And Dak sucks, but it's not even all on Dak. I know they were missing 3 offensive linemen. I know. But Dak is still terrible. And so are the, you know, he doesn't have any, he has CeeDee Lamb, who's pretty good. He's better when he has people around. If all the attention's on CeeDee Lamb, which it is, Cowboys suck. Cowboys are going to suck. We don't have a tight end. We don't have another receiver. Pollard's pretty good, but our offensive line is obviously banged up. I mean, we're in week 3, and we're missing 3 offensive linemen. Yikes. Cowboys are fucking trash. Dak is fucking ass, bro. He's ass, but I've been saying that. Whatever. Fuck it. You know? This isn't new. I know some people that weren't Dak haters are now like, oh, yeah. Well, finally, I guess, you know, Dak is starting to descend play-wise. No, motherfucker. Dak has always been trash. He's always been ass. It's the other people around him that were great, and so he just got to ride off that. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, defense doesn't show up. Defense is, I don't know, they're reading their headlines. I don't know what they're doing. Defense don't show up. So the offense needs to get it going. And they can't score any fucking points. Fuck the Cowboys. God damn it. Dolphins hang 70. I go 2-3. I'm 6-9 on the year. Yikes. Just not. I haven't had a season. Not all of them have been winning seasons, but I haven't had a season where I just fucking totally sucked. But this looks like it might be the year where I just totally fucking suck. And I'm not happy about that. But I'm going to keep battling through it. Fuck it. I'm not going to roll over and give up. It's only week 3, but God damn it. I didn't have a total bad weekend. I did get a couple messages. Some people were not happy with me because I posted this parlay that I hit. Like, I guess I'm not, I shouldn't post that. I don't know. But I had a Colts money line and a Lions minus three parlay. 100 paid me like 620 or something, like 611. I don't know, something like that. It was over six. It was like plus 600. And it hit. And I was like, hell yeah. Because Colts were one of my play. I even said I'm sprinkling some on the money line for the Colts. I said that. And so this guy gets mad at me because I post this parlay after it hits, but I didn't give it out on my podcast. But yet the Colts and the Lions were two of my picks. I didn't post a parlay with two teams that I didn't pick. I posted a parlay with two teams that I gave out on the podcast. I don't know what you're fucking mad about. You put parlays, you can put together parlays however you want to put them. But if I'm posting a parlay that I hit on two picks that I gave out, fuck you. I'm not gonna feel bad about it. There's a lot of shit that I hit that I don't post because I didn't give it out. But if I gave out those two picks and it hit in a parlay, I'm gonna fucking post it. What do you mean? What do you mean? I couldn't believe that. I was like, I'm so confused how this dude is chirping me right now. But so it wasn't a total bad weekend, but just because of that, I knew that Colts, even with Minshew. That Colts team is just, they're gritty. Their defense is better than people think. Also, Lamar Jackson just sucks balls. I mean, how many chances did the Ravens have to win that game? And they just they couldn't get it done. I should have never hit that Colts money line parlay. Should have never hit it. I definitely should have hit the Colts plus eight. No doubt about that. That was easy money. But for the Colts to actually end up winning that game was embarrassing for the Ravens. The Browns demolished the Titans. I had nothing on that game. Packers beat the Saints, but I did have the Packers at minus 1.5. So literally a half point kept me from having my first winning week of the season. A half point. I had Packers minus 1.5. Packers win 18-17. So they don't cover the half point. Detroit was easy fucking money. They dominated Atlanta 20-6. And the reason they dominated them is because Atlanta does not have a quarterback. One of the more shocking, besides the Cardinals beat the Cowboys, obviously, with the Cowboys being 12-point favorites, is, you know, the story of the day when it goes to that. But another one was the Texans dominating the Jacksonville Jaguars 37-17. Dominate. C.J. Stroud, man, that dude could play some ball. Chargers get their first win of the year. I've never seen a team turn over the ball as much as the Vikings. I don't know if a team ever has turned over the ball as much as the Vikings have through 3 weeks. Seems like every time you check in on a Vikings game, they're fumbling the ball. Chargers win that game 28-24. Patriots continue their dominance of the Jets. They win 15-10. Buffalo blew out Washington 37-3. Carolina falls to Seattle, of course, 27-37. And the Kansas City Chiefs and Taylor Swift dominate the Bears 41-10. I love the internet. And for the simple fact of there's a huge debate going on the internet right now that is Travis Kelce better at his job than Taylor Swift is at her job. And people are just, I mean, the Swifties and football fans, they just don't respect one another's craft, you know? It's just like they're going on about Travis Kelce's accomplishments and the Swifties are like 12 Grammys and you can't even get tickets. I will say, I think Taylor Swift may edge out Travis Kelce just a little. Travis Kelce's really good. But, I mean, Taylor Swift is, you know, and I'm not even a Taylor Swift fan. No. You're not going to catch me being like, oh, yeah, I'm a – fuck that. No, absolutely not. I never listen to her music. I don't follow her on shit. I'm not attracted to her. I don't think she's cool. I don't – yeah, nothing. Nothing. Only thing I'll say is she's obviously a megastar. Arguably the most famous person on the planet, but – that relationship is odd. It really is. I just don't. Travis Kelce's a weird dude. You know, if you watch his podcast, he's just kind of like, I don't know. Obviously, his brother's a little more likable than he is, but Travis's not a bad guy. I mean, it's not that he's not likable. I'm just saying his brother's more likable than him, but his brother obviously isn't going to get with Taylor Swift. I don't know really what my point is there, but whatever. The point is Kansas City dominated the Bears. I feel bad for the Bears. I don't feel bad for the Bears. I feel bad for Bears fans because they were so hyped going into this year. You know, not that they were going to really do anything, but the Bears fans were just expecting for their team to take a step in the right direction. Maybe battle for maybe a playoff spot, but at least have, you know, somewhat of a decent year. But the only thing the Bears fans have come to realize is that their entire team sucks ass. Top to bottom. They don't have a quarterback. They don't have a nothing. They don't have a nothing. They are a bad, bad, bad team. Yeah. And my last thought on the Cowboys, if you listen back to earlier podcasts, I did say, just for the record, that this felt like another 12-5, year with a loss to San Francisco in the playoffs. I stand by that. I know people might think that, oh, the Cowboys might have more losses than just because they lost to Arizona. I don't think Arizona is quite as bad as people think. I'm not justifying the loss in any way. It's a terrible loss. We should have dominated Arizona. They're not good. I just don't – they're not totally incompetent the way, like, the Bears are or the way, you know, the Jets are and stuff like that. I think Arizona would beat the shit out of both those teams. Arizona should have beat – they should have beat the Giants. They just – you know what I mean? They let this miraculous comeback happen. But, again, Cowboys definitely should have on paper dominated the Cardinals, but – as you can tell by watching that game, I mean, that Cardinals team is, they'll hit you in your fucking mouth. They're not afraid to go out there and line it up and play, that's for sure. That coach, I was talking all kinds of shit about him just because I thought he was a goober, but I don't know. He definitely has that team coming out fired up. They played three hard games. They played the Commanders hard, they played the Giants hard, and they, you know, they played the Cowboys hard, and they got the reward for that. God damn. Just sucks. Just sucks. And it just sucks to see your defense, who was, you know, doing their thing, just get the ball ran on them like that. That was, if they can't pin their ears back and come after you, if you got a running game, the Cowboys are in trouble. Cowboys are in trouble if you have a running game. They're going to have to figure that out. They are going to have to figure that out. Offense is fucked. Only way we're winning football games is defense. If a team comes in and runs the football on the Cowboys, game over every time. Every time. Because that offense ain't doing shit. Think about the first three games. I mean, what has Dak even had? Does he even have touchdown? I mean, what, does he have a couple touchdowns maybe? I mean, this guy's fucking garbage, bro. He's garbage. And it's easier to call him garbage because he's just like, watch his interviews and watch how he talks and shit. He talks like a fucking dipshit. But that was week three. Again, another 2-3 week. 6-9 on the year. Year's not over. It's not out of hand. I'm only three games back from 500. I still got it, but it's just, you know, this. I truly believe gambling and like seeing and being able to bet on NFL football is confidence, and you only get confidence when you're seeing it right and you're making the right calls. Right now, I am not. So it's hard to build on that. Actually goes the opposite way. When you start losing, you just really start losing because you second guess everything you think and see. But there are two Monday night football games, and I am going to give out every Monday night, I'm going to give out who I'm playing, who I'm betting on. I'm going to go tonight. I'm going to go with the Eagles. Tampa Bay's 2-0. I think they're riding high. I think they come back to earth tonight. I think the Eagles give them all kinds of matchup problems. And I like the Eagles -5 tonight in Tampa Bay. And then the Rams at Cincinnati. Can you see Cincinnati going 0-3? The Bengals have been bad. They've been so bad. And the Rams have not been bad. I'm going to go Rams +3. I know that all signs point to the Bengals with them being 0-2 and, you know, all this previous success that they've had. That just doesn't – they're not going to go 0-3. They're not an 0-3 team. I get it. Maybe they win, but if they win, I think they only win by a field goal. Therefore, it's a push. Therefore, you know, I just think the Rams could easily win this game, if not keep it within 1 or 2. I just think the Rams are the side here. So I got Rams +3 tonight against the Bengals, and I also got the Eagles -5 against the Bucks. Those are my Monday night picks. Again, 6-9 on the year, 2-3 this past week. Just a quick update on our Circas. Circa Millions contest. I just let my boy Brian, my gambling partner Brian, take control of the picks this week because I'm just not seeing it. We did go 3-2. you know, he did have, for some reason, he had the Ravens and the Falcons, which were just, you know, brutal plays on his part. But, you know, other than that, 3-2. 3-2. I couldn't be a part of it because he did have Cardinals plus 12, and it's like I can't associate with that bullshit. Fucking asshole. But, yeah, that's it. That's going to do it for me. Week 3 recap show. Hope you guys have a great week. I'll be back on Friday for your week 4 picks. I know you're just dying to hear what they are so you can fade the fuck out of them. Fucking dickheads.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously. The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.